and he was just, he was always so quirky, and he always had this, you know, this really odd sense of humor that I was just drawn to, because I'd be working evenings sometimes, and he'd throw on, like, he'd be doing his air shift, and then in between, he'd have, like, a Monty Python album or something playing in the back, and we would bond over our mutual love of Monty Python, and I mean, it got to a point where we'd see each other in a hall, and we'd, like, fire off a line at each other, and, you know, sometimes laughter just, you know, immediately can make you bond with someone, and Rich was one of those guys who was, you know, he always had a very sardonic sense of humor, very, very sarcastic. It was the thing that I loved the most about him, because he really enjoyed, you know, surprising people with that. So, yeah, he and I hit it off real well, and he took me, you know, under his wing, and of course, he would give me a sarcastic view and maybe a cynical view at times of radio, but he loved communication. You know, he got it from his mom, who was this great educator at Benedictine, and yeah, I mean, it was, I saw a lot of what I wanted to be in the passion that he had for what he did.